This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Missiles were seen falling onto Gaza on Wednesday morning after the Israeli military said it had encircled Gaza City. Israel's ground forces in the Gaza Strip aimed on Wednesday to locate and disable Hamas militants' vast tunnel network beneath the enclave, the next phase in an Israeli offensive that has killed thousands of Palestinians. Gaza City, Hamas's main stronghold in the territory, is encircled. Israel says its troops have advanced to the heart of the densely populated city, while Hamas, a U.S. designated terrorist group, says its fighters have inflicted heavy losses on the invading forces. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has voiced strong support for Hamas in its war against Israel, but at the same time, analysts say Turkey remains a vital energy transit route for Israel. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Volker Turk, the United Nations Human Rights Commissioner, said on Tuesday that he is extremely worried about the situation in Gaza.
And it is really important that a solution is found to end the violence and to get out of this horrible, horrible humanitarian and human rights situation for what's happening in Gaza.
Both Israel and Hamas have rebuffed calls for a halt in fighting. Israel says hostages should be freed first. Hamas says it will not free them or stop fighting while Gaza is attacked.
Thousands of Palestinians are fleeing on foot with only what they can carry after running out of food and water in the north. Israel says its troops are battling Hamas militants deep inside Gaza City. Over 70% of Gaza's population of 2.3 million have already fled their homes, but the growing numbers making their way south point to an increasingly desperate situation in and around Gaza's largest city, which has come under heavy Israeli bombardment in recent days. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. The House has voted to censure Representative Rashida Tlaib over her Israel-Hamas rhetoric, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
It was part of a wider corruption probe, with Costa's majority socialist administration accused of improperly handling lithium mining and hydrogen projects. Prosecutors say Costa is the target of a related investigation. He told reporters Tuesday his conscience was clear, but that he would not stand as a candidate for a fourth time as premier.
The dignity of the tasks of a prime minister are not compatible with any suspicion about integrity, good behavior, and even less to any kind of criminal act.
Costa's chief of staff, Vitor Escoria, was among five people detained by police, and infrastructure minister João Galamba was named a formal suspect. Portugal is Europe's biggest producer of lithium, and the probe targeted two lithium exploration concessions in northern Portugal.
In the Mediterranean's olive-growing countries, the extreme weather caused by climate change is taking a toll. Drought in Spain is among other factors that have taken a big toll on production of olive oil, and with prices soaring, that sparked a rise in thievery that can include cutting down entire trees that have been around for a century or more. In Italy's southern Puglia region, growers are pleading with police to form an agricultural division. Greek farmers want to bring back a rural police division that was phased out in 2010. In Spain, a company has developed tracking devices that look like olives to try to catch thieves. A portrait of William Shakespeare was sent to the edge of space as part of a short film series, marking 400 years since the first volume of the playwright's works was published. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston has more.
Filmmaker Jack Jewers sent the image as well as a speech from A Midsummer Night's Dream up in a weather balloon for a film series paying tribute to the anniversary.
The themes that he is exploring in his drama are every bit as kind of gripping and relevant to our everyday lives as something we watch on TV today.
That first volume of plays is known as Shakespeare's First Folio. It's considered one of the most important books in English literature. Without it, plays, including Macbeth, might have been lost. Shakespeare's friends compiled the folio 7 years after his death, publishing it on November 8, 1623.
Angela Johnston from Reuters. The prosecutor overseeing the Hunter Biden investigation has testified for nearly 7 hours before congressional investigators, saying he had ultimate authority over the years-long case. The closed-door interview on Tuesday marks the first time a special counsel is appearing before Congress in the middle of a probe. It comes as House Republicans are aiming to ramp up their impeachment inquiry into the president and his family after weeks of stalemate. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strode.